Outdoor Living Unlimited puts cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together, then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, John McCure here. So glad you're with us. I love this time of year, April. I know it's still kind of cold, it's kind of damp, a lot of rain this week, but I love when the green starts to come up in my yard. I still have some of the winter landscape left that I left to make my yard kind of interesting. Getting ready to cut that down, start to rake out the lawn a little bit. I absolutely love it. The other thing I like about this time of year is our family starts to plan out what we're going to do the rest of the year. We going to take a summer trip? What about the fall? Should we look ahead to the fall? Maybe Lake Geneva, maybe the Northwoods? We do all of that this time of year, and I love it. We're going to help you do that on this week's Experience Wisconsin. Give you some great ideas with some really cool guests. Later on in the show, Ann Sayers on a topic that I also love. It's on birding. Yeah, I'm a little bit of a birder. I love that topic. Also later in the show, Mindy Simons, Hayward Lakes. And up next, we take a visit to Beloit, where they are rocking down in Beloit. Savannah Schindler with us right after the break. It's Experience Wisconsin on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Beloit is pretty much almost Illinois. Lake Geneva, Stephanie Collette is from Beloit. Diane Hendricks is from Beloit. There's a lot going on there, including when it comes to traveling with friends. That's the topic of this week's discussion, traveling with friends, as we check in with our friend, Savannah Schindler, the Director of Communication at Visit Beloit. Hey, Savannah, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me today.
Yeah, let's focus on traveling with friends and doing it Beloit style. I really like this. It's spring. It's baseball season. Tell us about Beloit Skycart Baseball.
So a little bit about the baseball team. They are our minor league baseball team here in Beloit, and they're a high A affiliate of the Miami Marlins, offering major league fun at minor league prices.
I love that. What's a skycarp? People ask me sometimes.
Yeah, so a skycarp is a slang term for a goose that does not migrate in the winter, but instead prefers to stay in its home city, which in this case is Beloit. So if you haven't been down to Beloit yet, you definitely need to come. Our town is so vibrant. Really, when you come here, you won't want to leave. So that's what a skycarp is.
I want to ask you about the stadium, because it's much more than just baseball. What is there to do at ABC Supply Stadium?
Absolutely. We have tons of weekly promotions. They have discounts on tickets and beverages. And then they also do a ton of giveaways at the stadium, and then as well as the highlights. So Tuesday nights is Bark in the Park, so you can bring your dog to the ballpark, which is a ton of fun. Fridays kind of incorporates the Wisconsin traditions of supper clubs. So it is Supper Club or Friday. They kind of bring in old fashions, fish fries, ton of fun over there. And then fireworks after the game on Saturdays.
And the food and beverage is much more than just hot dogs and nachos, isn't it?
Of course, yes. They have plenty of gourmet ballpark food. And then you definitely have to try an old-fashioned slushie. They make awesome handcrafted cocktails over there. Yes.
I love that. Speaking of cocktails, brewery and winery time in Beloit is big time. Let's start with G5 Brewing.
Yeah, so they make their own beer at G5 Brewing Company. It's an upscale brewery here in Beloit. They make everything from hop-forward IPAs to smooth stouts, fruity sours, and they were even named Wisconsin's Brewery of the Year in 2025.
That's really cool. Do they serve food there, too?
They sure do. So you can grab a handmade pizza, burgers, and they also have weekly specials and Sunday brunch.
And this is really a cool setting, isn't it? Can you tell us a little bit about the ambiance?
Yeah, they have lots of special events really inside the brewery and outside. The outside has an awesome outdoor patio, including fire pits. Definitely a lot of fun in Beloit when you come with friends.
They have live music at the brewery. All right, let's get to the winery. DC Estate Winery is really gaining quite a reputation. Tell us about the winery.
It sure is. So this winery is located in South Beloit, Illinois, so just a few minutes across the Wisconsin border here. And it really makes you feel like you've been transported to Italy. They have a beautiful building and amazing scenery.
That's really, really cool. Do they produce their own wine on site?
They sure do, yes. So they grow their own grapes on site and produce their own wine. They even have more than 15 different types of wine, and they also do wine slushies, which is a lot of fun for the summertime.
Ooh, I get this slushy kind of theme. It's really
fun.
This is also a beautiful setting. You mentioned it kind of feels like Tuscany. Paint the picture a little bit, what the setting's like.
So once you walk inside the tasting room, they have an awesome cozy fireplace. If you want to hang outside, they have a large outdoor pavilion. And then if you want to head out and venture out outside, they have Adirondack chairs where you can sit creekside and enjoy wine with friends.
All right, we're talking to Savannah Schindler, the Director of Communication at Visit Beloit. Put it on your summer list for sure. Henry Doorbakers, tell us about Doorbakers.
Absolutely. It's Beloit's newest attraction. It's a pub and play, and it's located near the Ironworks campus, near the downtown Beloit area. Beautiful views of the Rock River, and you can play so many fun games over there.
All right, lead us through some of the games. What can you play?
Yeah, so there's duckpin bowling, mini golf, racing simulators, vintage arcade games, and then outdoor games as well.
What about food and drink at Doorbakers?
Yeah, so they have a giant bar where they make awesome craft cocktails and then food, which is all large portions, so great with sharing for friends, including pizza, nachos, wings, and sliders, so lots of good eats over there.
That is so fun. All ages are welcome until 8 p.m. Then it's 21 and older after 8 p.m. And I say make a weekend out of it. Run us through the options when it comes to affordable hotels.
Yeah, we have plenty of affordable hotels here in Beloit. There's more than 5 different hotels that are located near the interstate that are great options when you come with friends. And they're all less than a 10-minute drive from the downtown action, so perfect, not too far away at all. And these hotels have great hotel accommodations.
And they have pools, fitness centers, complimentary breakfast, all the things you would expect. Visit Beloit.com for more information. Visit Beloit.com. Savannah Schindler is the Director of Communication at Visit Beloit. Savannah, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, John.
You got it. Duckpin bowling. Doesn't that sound like fun? Speaking of fun, Hayward Lakes, different part of the state. Same great things to do. Hayward Lakes, Mindy Simons, up next when Experience Wisconsin continues.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right. Hope your Wisconsin weekend is going absolutely fantastic. We sure appreciate you spending part of it with us here on the Experience Wisconsin show. Talking fishing. The fishing opener is getting ready to come up. A great place to do it is in the Hayward Lakes area. Mindy Simons is the Executive Director of the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. So good to have you here, Mindy.
It's always great to be with you.
I love this topic. It's spring fishing, and it's big time in the Hayward Lakes area, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is the best time to get out with a rod and reel in your hand. So absolutely. Let's talk about spring fishing.
So let's get into it. Let's start with how big the area is and the variety. Give us kind of an overview.
You bet. So the Hayward Lakes area is actually home to over 56,000 acres of water. That makes up from rivers, lakes, and streams that span the entirety of Sawyer County. Each body of water offers something different, a different fishery, diverse shorelines, and of course, endless activities.
I really love that. So we're going to dive into this in a little bit of detail here. Let's start with what kinds of fish can you expect to catch in the spring?
You bet. There's a huge variety of fish that are ready to bite in the spring. So as the ice moves off the lakes, the fish often go shallow and they really feed aggressively, which can make for some super exciting action. We have a very diverse fishery, so there's a lot of waterways to explore. Early season is great for panfish and trout. Mm-hmm. There's several fantastic spots for trout on the rivers and streams within the area. And then once the first Saturday in May, which is the official fishing opener for the state of Wisconsin, and once that rolls around, all of the other species are open, including walleye, pike, large and smallmouth bass, and everything that you want to fish for in the area.
So the fishing opener for you guys is going to be really special this year.
It is. It is the 60th annual Governor's Fishing Opener this year, and the Hayward Lakes area is hosting. If you happen to be in town or you're planning a spring fishing getaway, come in and fish. Our host lake this year is Nelson Lake. Mm-hmm. It's a great lake just north of Hayward. Otherwise, you can plan to attend our Family Fishing Day event, which is geared towards kids and families to get them excited about fishing. The event's going to take place at the Lake Hayward Beach. We'll have the Wisconsin DNR there. They'll have their Fishmobile, which is a cool mobile aquarium that offers a close-up look of the native fish. They're actually going to fill the aquarium with fish from Lake Hayward, so it'll be a really one-on-one experience with the fish.
Wow.
Right here close to home. Yeah. Uh-huh. We have a couple other organizations that will be there doing some casting lessons, games, lots of prizes. We'll have a food truck. And the first 100 families will receive a special swag bag with fun gifts and items and surprises.
Oh, my God, that sounds cool. Fishing accessibility. Can you talk about how accessible it is to fish in Sawyer County?
You bet. There's several bodies of water that provide excellent shore fishing opportunities. We actually have a handout on shore fishing right here at the Information Center. But there's also a couple of lakes that have handicap accessible fishing piers, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. Lake Hayward has that at the beach. And then the Chippewa Flowage actually has a handicap accessible pier at the DNR boat landing located on Highway CC North.
What about if you want to really make sure you get it right? Are there guides that can help you?
You bet. You bet. We have a ton of different guides in the area. It's actually a really great decision if you want to increase your chances for a trophy fish that you've been dreaming about, or if you just want to learn a little bit more about your favorite lake. We have a ton of different guides on our fishing page at haywardlakes.com.
Mindy Simons is with us from Hayward Lakes. Are there opportunities to rent a boat if you don't have one?
You bet. A lot of our resorts have marinas available where you can rent boats where you're staying or just rent a boat through them. We also have a couple other great retailers in the area that offer boat rentals right from their business. So you can visit haywardlakes.com and find out more about all those rental services.
I love that option. And I love the thought of spending a long, nice weekend up in Hayward or maybe a week during the summer. Talk about lodging a little bit. There are a lot of options.
Absolutely. There's great options for lodging. We have beautiful family-owned resorts. We've got hotels and motels, gorgeous private vacation homes, and of course, a ton of different fun campgrounds. Actually, a few more even opening up this summer. So you can find a complete list of lodging at haywardlakes.com.
And there's everything. There's some beautiful rental properties, conventional hotels. You need to check that out. What about dining in the Northwoods? This sounds amazing once the weather gets warm.
Absolutely. Your taste buds are not going to get bored up here. We have a lot of delicious dining establishment. Many of them are on the water if you want a water view. But there's bars and grills, of course, the famous Friday night fish fries, great pizza and more. You definitely won't get tired. There's a great array of options at haywardlakes.com.
What about the vacation guide? Is that a good tool?
Yes, the vacation guide is probably your best tool to start planning. You can find a digital version of our vacation guide at haywardlakes.com, and you can also find an order form so you can get a hard copy in the mail.
Oh, I love that. That website is fantastic, by the way, haywardlakes.com. Check that out, haywardlakes.com. Mindy Simons is the executive director of the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau. It's going to be a great summer there. Mindy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, John.
You got it. Up next, we go birding with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. I don't know if you've seen any of the Travel Wisconsin commercials. They're absolutely fantastic. I just love the light that they put our state in. Ann Sayers is the travel secretary. She is the leader when it comes to telling our story. Julia Fellow and I speak to Ann every week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. It's really a fun segment. This week's topic was a fun one. It was birding. Here's the conversation. We are excited to be joined by the awesome, the amazing Ann Sayers, our travel secretary. Ann, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I love this topic, actually, birding. I've become fascinated by it in the last couple of years. And in Wisconsin, we've got lots of opportunity, don't we?
We do. And I love this topic, too. I'm an enthusiastic but poor birder. Can't wait to talk about it.
Yes, and we can also sing along with songbirds at the Riches Sanctuary.
Yes, you're going to want to pack your binoculars as you head up to Door County this spring and summer. The Riches Sanctuary is a top spot for bird watching. The nature preserve near Bailey's Harbor sits in the breeding range for many migratory songbirds. Definitely check out the Logan Creek section of the sanctuary. It's designated outstanding water resource and home to various songbirds. Maybe you'll hear the black-throated green warbler or the rose-breasted grosbeak. Love those guys. Hmm. The Ridges Sanctuary also has several birding-related events. So the weekend of April 18th to the 19th is the annual Midwest Crane Count. You can join for guided hikes to possible crane nesting locations and participate in counting sandhill cranes. How cool is that? You can hear from guest speakers, get the whole family involved with the Kids Birding 101 hike. Aww. And if you're traveling in late spring, you have to book a room at Gordon Lodge. It's a waterfront property, open to the season in May, and it treats guests to a memorable experience. You can choose from cottages big enough for the whole family or suites ideal for couples. And then step outside in the early morning, see the sunrise over Lake Michigan and the melody of birdsong and crashing waves.
It's heaven. So fun, Anne. I get really excited talking about this. And right in our own backyard is a really special place for the spring migration, the Horicon Marsh. Tell us about it.
We really are so lucky. It's one of the country's best spring birding locations. Horicon Marsh is the country's largest freshwater cattail marsh. A variety of species stop here between mid-April and mid-May on their migratory journeys. And on a single day in spring, it's not unusual to find up to 100 species of birds in the marsh alone. April brings flocks of geese and ducks on their trips to spots further north, and shorebirds begin returning this month, too. Plus, mark your calendars for May 8th through 10th for the Horicon Marsh Bird Festival. Birders of all skill levels are welcome. It's an annual gathering, family-friendly events, activities like bus tours, boat tours, hikes to nest boxes, a whole bunch more. You can learn about more about the wetland of international importance that is the Horicon Marsh at their Education and Visitor Center. It is so cool. It's a state-of-the-art visitor center, has interactive, kid-friendly displays, although I learned a lot from them. Lots of trails to explore, and then rest your eyes after a day of bird watching at the Audubon Inn. It's a 130-year-old property. It's in nearby Mayville. It's an ideal overnight option. It's a historic hotel, spacious guest rooms, soaking tubs, and bird-inspired artwork. I love it there.
That's so fun. And prairie chickens, they're really popular in Wisconsin. I just learned about them, and they're very popular in Wood County. I mean, there are species that almost was wiped out in our state, so that's really fun.
Well, you know, we always say Wisconsin has a festival for everything, and here you go. We have a Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival. It's the annual festival. It's in Wisconsin Rapids, and of course, it's honoring the greater prairie chicken and other unique grassland species. Main activities are going to take place on Saturday, April 11th, and Sunday, April 12th. Guided bus tours each day for a chance to see spring migrants, cranes, ducks, geese, and the King and Queen of Leola. It's a pair of nesting bald eagles that rule over Leola Marsh Wildlife Area. Other activities include viewing prairie chickens from blinds, a live kestrel presentation, vendors, and a silent auction. And then grab a bite to eat at the Branding Iron Supper Club. It's a family-owned business. It's loved by Wisconsin Rapids locals and visitors alike. Lots of great appetizers, smoked fish dip, surf and turf combos, and a classic supper club ambiance.
I really do love this topic, and at our house, I keep a little bird book in our end table by the big window that looks out into the woods. We keep binoculars there, and for a lot of people, it's when the tulips come up that spring starts. For me, I always want to see the orioles. When the orioles show up at our feeders with their bright orange chest, it's just a cool thing. What sort of birds do you see from your place?
Oh, my gosh. I had the same spot that you're talking about with my binos and my book.
Yes.
Right now, I've been spotting some great horned owlets.
Whoa.
So,
wow. How big are they, Anne? Are they little?
They're actually pretty big for being owlets. Just tells you how big they are as adults.
Yeah.
They're fluffy and they're cute.
Oh, my God. That sounds so amazing. You say you're not a great birder. It sounds like you are. At least you're enthusiastic.
I am. You know, we're even seeing bats already. I love that. The cranes are out. It's fantastic. Wisconsin has so much variety. I just love when the skies, you can hear it, you know, in the morning and in the evenings. We're so lucky.
I love it, too. To start your spring getaway, go to travelwisconsin.com. Ann Sayers is the birding travel secretary. Ann, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
I'm serious about that. I love the orioles. They just kind of make my day. I never knew you could attract orioles, but my bird feeder just kind of gets it done. Birding. Love it. Ann Sayers, fantastic. Thanks for hanging out with us on Experience Wisconsin. For more information on the show, it's really easy. Go to WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercier. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll catch you again next week.